On the Red River Farm Network, more than a third of the cattle inventory in the United States is within an area experiencing moderate to exceptional drought. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
As drought persists, pasture conditions continue to worsen. Therefore, ranchers are trying to avoid overgrazing in order to maintain pasture health. Corteva Pasture Management Team Integrated Field Scientist Will Hutler says it can happen quickly. Monitoring forage production is one way to avoid that.
You know, removing cattle and leaving the appropriate amount of plant stubble to maintain those root reserves. So on a cool season grass pasture, leaving about 4 inches of plant stubble, you know, what will allow those plants to recover. And generally in drought, it's going to take a longer time for those plants to recover. And so we don't want to turn cattle back in until we've got at least 8 to 10 inches of plant height.
The dry conditions are also bringing elevated weed pressure in pastures. Ranchers should scout pastures diligently to know what weeds are out there.
In drought, we can end up with some bare spots here and there. In general, those are going to be filled with broadleaf weeds. Being out in the pasture and scouting for those weeds will allow you to, A, realize that you've got a weed problem, B, you know, identify the plant species, and then we can prescribe the appropriate treatment and timing and all of those things. But yeah, absolutely making sure that those, when we get a rain, that it goes to forage production and not weed growth.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network. And